You're listening to SBS News.
Security sources say a man accused of killing three people in a park in the southern English town of Reading briefly came to the attention of M15 last year. Kariri Sadala, a 25-year-old refugee who fled the civil war in Libya, was detained at the scene on Saturday night on suspicion of murder. Three others were seriously wounded in the attack on Ferbury Gardens Park in Reading, west of London. British police are treating the stabbing as a terrorist attack. Witness Lawrence Wart was in the park at the time of the attack.
I still thought it was a scuffle. I was just watching, and then he stood up and I saw a massive knife in his hand, probably at least 5 inches minimum. And then he turned and started looking towards us. And that's when I just started shouting, run. And when he realised that we were running and he couldn't get to us, he turned back about 7 o'clock and went towards another group that was sat facing away from the first group, so they hadn't quite realised and reacted yet. And I saw he stabbed at least one of them in the back of the neck.
As counter-terrorism officers investigate, mental health was understood to be considered a major factor in the attack. Sadala was jailed in October for a complex series of non-terror offences before his sentence was reduced to one of 17 months and 20 days imprisonment on appeal. An appeal judge noted Sadala's various mental health issues in reducing his sentence. Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu is urging the public to remain cautious.
There is no specific intelligence to suggest anyone attending crowded places is at risk. But I would ask the public, please continue in your daily lives, but be alert, not alarmed, when you are out in public. If you see anything suspicious, anything at all that makes you feel suspicious, then please report it. Please remain vigilant.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he was appalled and sickened by the attack and promised to take action if there were lessons to be learned from the circumstances. Mr. Johnson has held a meeting with security officials, police and senior ministers over the incident and said counter-terror police would be working around the clock to keep the public safe.
I'm appalled and sickened that people should lose their lives in this way, and our thoughts are very much with the families and friends of the victims today. If there are lessons that we need to learn about how we handle such cases, how we handle the events leading up to such cases, then we will learn those lessons and we will not hesitate to take action where necessary.
Leader of UK Labour Party Sir Keir Starmer has described the attack as horrific.
It's very important that the investigation runs its course, but I will want to work with the government in response to this to look at whether there's lessons that can be learned, whether there need to be changes to the law. But I think as a constructive opposition, I will want to speak to the Prime Minister to discuss how together we can improve the response, learn from this. The investigation must be completed, but of course, this is not a time for party politics.
One of the victims was named as teacher James Furlong. Mr. Furlong's school described him as a kind and gentle man who had a real sense of duty and cared for each and every one of our students. Investigators have said they are not looking for anyone else in connection with the attack. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.